Hi, it's Angel. So I have in front of me a sex questionnaire, and so I am going to answer it. So here, let's just start with questions. Favorite position and why? That's really hard because I just like sex. So if sex is happening to me, I don't really care what position, but I like all of them. I guess it, like the there's three. Like, I love missionary, just because I love eye contact. Like, that's just awesome. It's just great. Anything like from behind, getting fingered from behind, getting fucked from behind, anything from behind me is great. It feels really, really good. And I also really love 69. I love oral. I've always just really thought 69 was a really fantastic. Either way, too, like me on top or me on bottom, any on our sides, whatever. I've just always really, really liked 69. So those are like the three big ones and why. Have you ever been into with anyone you thought had a really big dick? If so, what was your reaction when you saw it, and how was the experience? If not, does it interest you, or do you hope to get one sometime? I've had like both ends of the spectrum. I've had like porno huge, like crazy. I don't know that that can physically fit inside of me huge. And I've also had like super, very, very, very small. Very, very small. And to be 100% honest, not like being flowery or sweet or giving people hope or anything, it didn't matter either way. Because I have sex with someone only if I have a lot of feelings for them, if I really love a person, I don't, that takes over, like, that adds so much more to sex for me. So, it didn't affect, sex either way, for me. It was great, really great fun because I really cared about the people I was having sex with. So, I don't know. Like, it doesn't impress me either way. I don't have a preference on, how big or small a person is, or how thick they are, or how long they are. I don't have a preference. It's really just the person that's attached to it. If they're awesome and they really turn me on, it doesn't matter what their cock is like. They're good. It's gonna be amazing sex because I'm really into that person. Do you give head? If so, do you enjoy it? And do you deep throat? I love oral. I love worshiping cock. I could spend all day long giving someone I'm really into head. I love it. It's fun. It's so much fun to me. I genuinely just have like a craving just to feel someone's cock in my mouth and in hitting the back of my throat. And as for like deep throating, I have a really weak gag reflex. I say I don't have a gag reflex, but of course I have a gag reflex, but it's very, very, very weak. I don't gag. Fuck my throat, whatever. I don't really have any kind of reflex to that, so I can deep throat like with the best of them. So yeah, no, I really like giving oral. A lot. I really, really do. How do you feel about cum? Do you like seeing it? Ever been with a guy who shot a lot and were surprised by how much? Where do you prefer it? how do I feel about cum? If I... like, I have an answer for this. I don't know what that says about me. It says that I'm very sexually open-minded. That's what it says, right? but, no, like I said before, I am very turned on by a certain person, and the thought of him coming inside of me, coming on me, is crazy hot, like, insane, will make me come, just, you know, getting off to just the thought of him coming inside of me. So, yes, I like it. Do I like seeing it? Like, a picture of it, like, online, like, if I see it? No. Like, if I am with a man and make him come, then yes, totally, I'm, like, psyched about it. You know, my head resting on his stomach and, like, giving him hand job and watching him come, or, you know, anything like that. Yeah, that's really hot, but just, like, seeing come, just... oh, there's someone coming. No, it doesn't. Knowing that I did it. Yeah, totally fucking hot. Ever been with a guy who shot a lot? I don't know, like, a lot. Or was I surprised by how much? I have no expectation about amount of cum. I don't know. So, I guess I can't really answer that. And where do I prefer it? I don't have a preference. My thing is, it really turns me on for the guy. Like, I'm very, very submissive. And so it really turns me on when the guy I'm with is like, I really want to come here on you. I really want to come on your face or your breasts or your stomach or your back or your ass or your wherever, wherever they want. That's what really turns me on. No one's ever, like, came on my face or anything like that. But if it turned them on, like, absolutely, yes, please do it. Like, I do, it does really, the idea of someone, if we were on missionary, so I was, like, on my back and they were on top and they pulled out and then finished, like, and came on my pussy and then, like, I got off, like, rubbed it into my clit and gave myself another orgasm, using, like, their cum and all. That is really hot. That turns me on a lot, having the thought of that. So, yeah, absolutely. That, I think if someone asked me, where do you want me to come? I would be like, this. But then I feel like I would need to tell them why, but... such a dork. No, I wouldn't feel the need to tell them why. They would see, because it's hot to get told, like, have them watch me. So anyways, yeah, that would, I guess that's where I prefer. But like, no, if I'm like, yeah, no, yeah. Okay. That's it. I don't know what else to go with that. Have you ever done anal? If so, do you like it? If not, are you interested at all? Yeah, I have. I really, really like it a lot. Yes, I do. I like having my ass played with. I like being fucked in the ass. I like, I don't like just like fuck myself in the ass with toys all the time or anything like that. Yeah, I really, really like, you know, I have really, really crazy, like, almost pass out orgasms from anal. Like, it's very, very intense. So yes, I like it. Do you like it rough? Not necessarily BDSM, but would you ever tell a guy to just fuck the shit out of you? Think hair pulling, spanking. Absolutely, yes. I love rough sex. Like, vanilla sex is great. Intimacy and romance and that gentle, slow sex is dreamy and great, but when I'm just like thinking about sex, it's always that, like, rough sex, like being grabbed, being spanked, just, you know, fingerprints being left on me, hair pulling, things like that. Like, really being desired and really feeling the person needing me and desiring me. All of that I really like. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, crazy fast sex. Like, I mean, like, just, like, really, really fast. Like, no. Like, someone just, like, fucking the shit out of you, like, fast. That's not what I think of rough sex. I mean, the speed, I guess, just depends. But, like, just really intense hair pulling, spanking, grabbing my wrist, kind of, like, feeling it the next day kind of sex. Yes. Absolutely love that. Definitely my favorite, like, brand of sex. Ever had a threesome? If not, which kind would you be interested in, if any? Two girls and a guy, or two guys on you? I've never had a threesome. I've never had an interest in one. I've heard horror stories of them. I have not heard many good ones. I have a theory on them. I feel like everyone really needs to be on very level playing field with each other, very open, and I also feel like no one should be in a relationship. If all three people in a threesome are, like, going to be in a threesome, that they shouldn't be in. It just sounds better that way. But everyone does different things, so that's just my personal, how I would feel. But no, I've never wanted to do one. I'm not a jealous person, but I'm a possessive person. Like, that person's mine, that person's with me. I'm not gonna share. And I also want a man in my life that doesn't want to share me, that he wants my orgasms to myself, to himself, wants to be greedy and just keep me to himself. So, yeah, no, I've never, I like hearing about them. I love hearing people's experiences, and I love listening on here about people's fantasies and stuff about their threesomes. The fantasy of it is totally fun. And I think if I were to ever do a threesome, it would just be, okay, double penetration sounds fucking amazing. Like, I mean, I've had it with toys and stuff, but I've never had it with, like, two cocks. Totally does sound great. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Sounds like it makes me drool a little bit thinking about it. But I think if I were ever to do a threesome, it would be just three girls, me and two other girls. I think that could be a whole lot of fun. All right, next. Do you watch porn? If so, what kind? I don't watch a lot of porn. Very, very, very rarely. And when I do, it's really just out of, like, I'm bored. It's never to, like, get myself off. It's just true. I haven't looked at porn in a while. Let's see what's going on in the porn world. I guess if I do look at porn, it's, like, more girls together, or more of, like, the massage type porns, where it's the woman giving the man a massage and then it turns into sex. Those are, or like major dungeon, hardcore dungeon BDSM things. Those are the other things I'll watch. If I'm gonna watch porn, that's what it is, but it's really rare. But that is my preference. Do you talk about your partners with your girlfriends in any great detail? If so, have you ever become curious about a guy because of it? No. No. I am very much a good girl in real life, so no one really knows about my naughty side, my dirty side, no one knows about that side. No, and you do, like, just as, like, a personal rule, I wouldn't talk about those things with people. That's just so personal. Even, like, past relationships, even with this, I don't really talk a lot about those, because, first off, I don't, like, once I'm broken up with a person, once I'm done like, in a relationship with them, I don't, like, remember. Like, I don't remember, oh, we had this hot sex, this one place here. Oh my God, I remember when we were in a car. I don't remember, like, that's so, like, I don't desire it anymore. I don't miss it. That person's out of my life, and those thoughts don't arouse me anymore, if that makes sense at all. So I don't, like, hold on to those memories, but I also just don't, I don't talk about that stuff. I don't know, is that weird? It seems like a lot of people do, but I don't. I just make up my own, like, I just make up what I want to happen next. Like, I'm like, this is what I really want to do next. But yeah, no, I don't talk with my friends about that stuff. But I will listen to them all day long. No problem listening. But I never, like, wanted a guy because of a friend saying what they did in the bedroom or anything like that. Nope. Do you ever feel a guy's balls smack? I didn't read these before. Do you ever feel a guy's balls smacking you in any position? If so, is it anything noteworthy to you, or do you just notice? Oh my God, I can't. I have no memory of that ever happening or noticing it. I'm gonna say no. I have no thought on that at all. It's never been a noteworthy thing. I will say, like, giving, like, I'm obsessed with oral. I love giving oral. Like, if I'm, like, really, yeah, no. Like, I love balls. Like, I love, like, sucking on them and paying lots and lots of attention to them with my mouth. Absolutely. But getting fucked, no, I have no thought on that. No, I don't know. Okay, next question. Ever squirted? What? I hate that word, squirted. I hate it so much. I don't know why. I just don't like it. I need there to be another word to describe it. Ever squirted? Was it with a guy or on your own? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I get off how many times a day? Yeah, it's happened. I'm not one of those girls that does it, like, every single time. Thank God, that would be a crazy mess. Oh my God, that would be a bummer if it happened every time. It's never been with a guy. It's always only been with myself on my own. No, I'd always heard about it, and it was really recent. Within, like, the last 2 years was the first time it happened. And because when like, I'm getting off, I get off over and over and over again. Like, if I'm in the zone, like, I'm just gonna keep coming until I'm happy with the result. Like, I'll go, like, 5 or 6 times, like, no bra, like it's nothing. And so, yeah, the first time it happened, I had, like, earbuds in. I was just listening to music. I wasn't even thinking anything dirty. I was just thinking of how fucking good it felt. And I did, and I squirted. I hate that word. Oh, it's horrible. But I did. And I was like, huh, well, I can do that. So no, I've never done it with a guy though. But I don't do it every time either. I, like, can't, like, it's just the planets have to align, I guess. And it doesn't feel any different to me. Like, okay, it feels different, but it's not, like, better than just an orgasm where I don't do that. Like, there's not for me, at least. But I've heard some women say that it's, like, so fucking amazing to them, but I didn't notice a difference. And I mean, I have lots and lots and lots of orgasms. So all right, last question. Talk about the best sex you've ever had and why. It was so great. I really can't. I genuinely am not even trying to be difficult with this question. Once I'm out of a relationship with someone, I don't remember. Like, I remember my very first time having sex. I remember losing my virginity, but that's really the only sexual experience I've had where I, like, remember it as, like, everything else I've kind of pushed out of my brain because it doesn't matter anymore. I'm not with them anymore, so I can't. I'm sure there's, like, a future person I'm ready to have sex with, and it's gonna be amazing and mind-blowing because, fuck, I haven't had sex in a while. Their eyes are gonna be rolled back in their head for a while. Oh my god, the next person I'm gonna have sex with is listening to this. You're in for, like, the best sex you've ever had. I'm going to do things to you that you've never imagined could happen to you. But yeah, okay, so yeah, that is the sex questionnaire. I hope it was entertaining and fun, and I had fun answering it. So thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to everybody really soon. Bye. Mwah.